USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. FEMA is normally used when there is a crisis, something the current administration refuses to admit since dismantling President Trump's border policies. Texas power retailer Gritty Energy LLC is planning to file for bankruptcy after the state grid operator cut off the company's access to customers for unpaid bills following the deadly Texas freeze. About 150 people were arrested in Miami Beach, Florida over the weekend as lots of unruly spring breakers descended on the city. Friday marked the wildest day in the party hotspot as about 120 people were arrested and two police officers were injured during clashes with revelers. The city is under a midnight curfew amid the pandemic. The officers who were injured had been attempting to make an arrest when they were attacked. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Abandoned vehicles and snowplows littered highways and streets up and down the Front Range in the Colorado region. The snowstorm that hit Colorado this weekend is dumping more than a foot of snow and causing blizzard conditions in many places, making travel almost impossible. The NCAA men's basketball bracket has been released.
The bracket for the 2021 NCAA tournament has been released. Gonzaga is the number one overall seed in the tournament, getting the top seed in the West region. They're the fifth team to enter the tournament with an undefeated record and look to become the first undefeated champions since Indiana accomplished the feat in the 1975-76 season. Baylor is the number one seed in the South, with Illinois getting the top line in the Midwest region after winning the Big Ten tournament earlier on Sunday. Fellow Big Ten team Michigan is the number one seed in the East. This year's tournament will be unique because all 67 games will take place in the state of Indiana, with the bulk being held in and around Indianapolis. The tournament kicks off on Thursday with all four games of the first four before the first round proper starts on Friday.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Gasoline prices have increased a quarter over the last 3 weeks, and according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, they could go even higher. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Trilby Lundberg tells us the national average is now $2.87, which is up 72 cents in the last 16 weeks. The price is also 51 cents higher than a year ago. Lundberg tells us there are several reasons for the increase, supply, and of course, the prices for crude oil.
That accounts for more than half of this price hike at the pump. Higher crude oil prices and also the supply of gasoline way down because of the idling of a lot of refining capacity during last month's cold snap, extreme cold and power outage.
States seeing the cheapest gas prices, according to AAA, Missouri, Tennessee, Texas, Arkansas, and South Carolina round up the top five. While technically not a major championship, the Players' Championship provided some major theater on Sunday as Justin Thomas wins the TPC Sawgrass just outside Jacksonville, Florida.
Just a great test of golf. I mean, that's why it's a Players' Championship, and I've tried to stay patient. You know, I felt like those last three holes on Friday changed the momentum for us for the tournament. You know, birdie in 16 and then that birdie on 18 was huge, and getting a little bit of momentum and then kind of rode that into Saturday and obviously had a great day, and then today it was about trying to get into position and then hang on from there.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.